I'd never have imagined one dead duck could cause such a rumpus. It took Mistress Keene until the following morning to discover that it was missing from the larder, but as soon as she did, she came in a fluster to the parlour, where my father was hearing me recite a passage in Latin. Mistress Keene was as round as she was tall and had a permanently red face and bright, beady eyes like a blackbird.
"I beg your pardon for interrupting, sir," she said with a glance at me as I stood demurely with the leather-bound book open in my hands. "But I'm afraid I have to report that we've been robbed of a duck, fresh caught and plucked just the other day."
My father bade her wait until I had finished my recitation, which I achieved, somehow, with only the faintest faltering in my voice. "Well done, Eleanor," he said, indicating I might close the tome. "That was a pleasure to listen to." He condemned the reciting of Latin in church and advocated the Bible being written in English for all to understand, but he accepted that Latin was still the gateway to science, the language in which all the most interesting books were written, and he was very keen for me to be fluent. "Nobody who hears you as I do could go along with the common belief that one tongue is enough for any woman." Pride leapt inside me like a hare in springtime. But one glance at Mrs. Keene and I feared my happiness was going to be very short-lived. I didn't want my father to be angry with me, didn't want him to let me down, nor did I want to be locked in my chamber again, especially on such a lovely sunny day, but I did not see how it was to be avoided. My father had returned his attention to Mistress Keene. "Now, just one duck, you say? Nothing else? None of the cheeses or butter or cider?"
"Not that I am aware of, sir. But a duck is a duck,"